week's Torah reading, which is called Vayeshev, and he sat down, we find the story of Yosef. There are many, many details, one of the most interesting characters in the whole Torah. But I'm going to focus just on one detail of his life. Before Yosef was sold into slavery and then taken to Egypt, Mitzrayim, and so on, he was thrown into a pit. And the Torah makes a point of explaining how the pit was. The Torah says, "Baboy reik," the pit was empty. "Ein boy mayim," there's no water over there. And our sages look at each single letter in the Torah, words in the Torah, expression in the Torah. Everything has to teach you something. Because the whole idea of Torah is hoira, teaching, lessons. So what do we learn over here? There's a repetition. If the Torah says that the pit was empty, of course there was no water. So what is the Torah saying? So our sages explain, water wasn't there, but the pit wasn't really empty. It was empty of water, but there was something more. What was there? Nechashim v'akramim, says the Talmud. Our sages explain, there were serpents and scorpions. It was a terrible pit. And Yosef went out alive and everything was fine, but the pit didn't have water, but it automatically didn't have water, but had something else, serpents and scorpions. Now, we have to understand, if the Torah wanted to tell us that the pit was full of serpents and scorpions, it should have said the pit was full of serpents and scorpions. What is the Torah teaching us by saying there was no water, and then there was automatically there was serpents and scorpions? What's the point over here? What's the lesson? In order to understand this lesson, we have to understand what water actually means over here. Our sages explain that when the Torah talks about water, usually it's alluding to Torah itself. The Torah is mentioned around the scriptures with different things. It's compared to different things. It's compared to oil, it's compared to bread, and it's compared also to water. Each one of these things that the Torah is compared to actually expresses a particular aspect of Torah. Not the Torah itself, not the teachings of the Torah, the text of the Torah, rather an aspect of the Torah. Water represents, in Hebrew, bitul, nullification. Why? Just as water leaves a high place and goes to a low place, that's the same way a person has to learn to be humble in front of other people, in front of God, and so on. So the aspect of water in the Torah represents humility, bitul, nullification. So when the Torah, let's go back to the pit of Yosef, when the Torah says, "Maim ein boy," there was no water, what does that mean? There was no bitul, there was no humbleness on the side of the brothers of Yosef, and that's why they threw him in that pit. But you know what? As soon as there's no humbleness in this thing that is called Torah, the water of the Torah, and so on, automatically you have serpents and scorpions, impurity. There's a teaching of the Baal Shem Tov that he explains one interesting verse in Parshas Ekev. We actually recite it twice a day in the Shema Yisrael, in the prayer Shema Yisrael. The Torah says, "Sartem, you will actually deviate and then you will serve other gods." And the Baal Shem Tov explains, this is not just two different movements, that a person goes away from the Torah, away from Judaism, from teachings and so on, from godliness, and then there's another movement, another step, then he goes and does idolatry. No, one thing is the absolute and complete immediate result of the other. As soon as a person goes away from the path of Torah, automatically he's serving other gods. What does that mean? Why is that like? It's exactly the same way as the pit of Yosef. Maimon, but there was no water, but there were serpents and scorpions. What does that mean? In ideas like this, the main thing of Torah is connecting to the giver of the Torah, which is God. That's what the Torah is all about. The wisdom of God, not just to learn something interesting, like an intellectual ideas and discussions between rabbis with different reasons of why, and another rabbi says another thing, and so on. No. The essence of the Torah, at least the aspect of water of the Torah, is connecting to the giver of the Torah. Said in different words, when a person learns Torah, you don't have to try to see what the Torah is saying. According to what you understand, your pre-made, so to speak, ideas in your mind, the way you understand things, and then learn the Torah and see what the Torah is trying to say. according to what you understand. No, it's the other way around. Try to see what the Torah is telling you, not what you are telling the Torah. Try to see what the Torah is actually trying to convey, what's the message it's giving you as a lesson for life. And it's a fundamental difference. It's not just a playing words. What I say to the Torah, what the Torah says to me. It's not just a playing of words. It's the fundamental idea of learning Torah. So when the Torah says that the pit was empty and there was no water, what the Torah is trying to say is, look, the pit represents over here the learning of the Torah. The brothers of Yosef, who also were great learners of Torah, however, they lacked, according to the level, the high level they had, they lacked some nullification, some humbleness, in order to try to see what's going on with this guy, Yosef, with their brother. What's going on with Yaakov, the father, that is treating Yosef in such and such way. Instead of that, they threw it in the pit, and they sold it again, and so on. The story goes on. So the lesson for us is, when we learn Torah, a fundamental prerequisite is humbleness. Let's see what the Torah is trying to tell me, and not what I'm trying to tell the Torah.